Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, the boat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
And baby, you know I'm a boat rocker.
I want to tell you. I am a boat rocker.
Watching a video the other day, it was interesting. They went over to Egypt, CNN did, and the Egyptians were talking about how bad Obama was. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Of course.
A lot of good Egyptians.
Well, we're finding out that Muslim Brotherhood is a created political tool that some mysterious government uses only to implement a new world order. And we see that Egyptian people themselves, they're not at war with the American people. It's the governments that are creating these wars, right?
It's not the people.
No, it's not. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives. Oh, well, actually, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of.
Liberals.
The voice the pro-murderer choicers wish to silence. They call themselves the pro-choicers.
And what are they choosing?
Us. Death. The patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. I did an interview with a guy. Where was that? Montana this morning?
Wyoming.
Totally slowed my roll. So if I was to talk at the pace as to the pace that I was being interviewed, I'd be going like this. If you would like to check us out, please go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. I mean, it was so slow, it's almost like we're almost falling back into reverse. That's what it was like.
Oof.
It was a good interview. Cool That's guy, slow. It was, but it was just really mellow. And I'm used to having, well, to pack a lot into that hour that I'm allotted.
Yep. So, he's got a couple hours in the
morning. Yeah, so let me get back to my normal pace. Friends, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you'd like to check us out online personally, go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean. By the way, friends, it's Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter accounts. Back to my personal Facebook, I have two of them, one personal and one fan page. Like them both if you do, like them both if you don't. If you'd like to check us out on the telephone, and you'd like to call in and say hello to the Sons of Liberty, you can do that. That phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Phone lines, again, are accessible. 1-877-807-9977. Now, I'm saying that they're accessible because, folks, when we're on the road, they're inaccessible. We don't have the option. We could do it through the studios, but it's hard work doing it that way, and you don't really know what's going on because you're sometimes in a hotel conference room broadcasting live, and you don't have a screen. So that's what's cool about having a producer and doing things live and having phone lines. And plus, you can talk to people, and it's really cool when you hear from
your
friends. Hey, not your congregants, but of course, you're not my constituents.
That's right.
But our listeners are friends.
Nobody's owed anything.
Yes.
Matter of fact, Troy, one of our listeners, is in the studio today. So if you ever want to come to the Sons of Liberty Studios here, just west of Minneapolis, about 50 minutes, you can come and chill out there.
Anytime.
Watch the show. Listen to the show. Troy came in because two weeks ago, Roseanne Barr actually took a swipe at us on Twitter.
Yes, she
and
did.
She was talking about
someone always taking a swipe at us.
Hit by a truck. That's right. Good swiping. You know you're doing something good if you're getting swiped on.
Sure.
So Roseanne, as I'm awaiting it to pull up here, we sent out a Twitter. Our brother's at an event. I believe this one was in Florida. And we talked about the fact that you don't have to believe in trucks either, but stand in front of one.
It doesn't matter if you believe in it or not, because what's going to happen, you're going to get creamed.
That's right. Yeah. I'm doing such a poor job of saying this. Well, anyway, she takes a swipe and says, dear Mr. Sons of Liberty Media, or Mr. Religious, because I think it was Mr. Atheist.
Yeah.
You don't
have
to believe in trucks either. Yeah. Stand in front of one, you'll find out. It doesn't matter what you think. So she said, "Wow, Mr. Religious, stand out in front and get hit by a truck and see if God really cares," or something screwy like that.
Cute.
So anyways, we had somebody come into the studio, which is Troy. He's listening right now. He's sitting in the studio with us. And he brought us a picture, actually, and I'm posting it on Facebook right now, that shows that he was actually hit by a truck. So when you do get hit by a truck, they really do exist.
Yes.
And he also verifies empirically that God does exist as well.
Empirically, I like
that's
that.
That's right,
yeah.
As he is a devout Christian as well himself. So thought that would be fun. We'll post that on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also, Bradley's last column. Media slate of hands. What is the media doing? You were on Dave Chaffin's show this morning, and that was out in the morning zone there in Wyoming, talking about this DOMA decision and things like that.
Clear Channel, correct?
That's correct.
That surprised me that he went, because he let me go.
Oh, yeah.
And I just kept dumping information, but he had me on the show because he wanted someone to dump the information.
That's right. He would ask key questions. So what about the homosexual manifesto?
Yeah.
So what about Kevin Jensen?
It's not a satire, is it?
All these things.
He did.
So I was like, "Here, Bradley, you say it. I tell my people this all the time. That's fantastic. I mean, that's what we need to be doing." He's not saying, "Well, you know, the sponsors might get a little upset on this." He's been on the air for years.
Well, the sponsors might want to wake up as to what this is about.
That's right. And I think there's a lot of sponsors that have woken up to it. And they're saying, "No, I will sponsor this because it's about our kids."
And sooner or later, it's going to catch up, and hopefully sooner than later.
Amen. Yeah. You know, as a matter of fact, good news columns on Freedom Outpost, we post those every day.
I get emails from Tim over there all the time, and it's like, "Tim, I know that you're listening, my brother from another mother. I just want you to understand I'm doing 15,000 things, but I'm texting you back and forth. I want you to know I'm staying in contact with you."
Tim's
and
a great
we appreciate
guy.
He is a great guy.
He was actually on the show last week talking about these things. Hey, we do good news posts now, just based on a conversation we had on the radio, I think, 3 weeks ago.
Well, how
difficult it was to find.
We promote victory all the time on the radio program. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what this is about? That is what's that's what preserves our liberties.
Amen.
Amen.
So on his site, you'll find it. And you were talking about people standing up. As British TV decides it will broadcast Islamic calls to prayer, that's what British TV did, one Christian stood up boldly and proclaims, "This is treason." Listen to this. This is perfectly put together. This is treason. "The British Constitution holds that there is no God but the Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords."
Isn't that where Spurgeon came out of?
Glory!
Isn't that where John Bunyan came out of?
That's where American came out of.
Isn't that where John Wesley came out of?
Yep.
Isn't that where these great preachers came out of? You, right next door to Scotland, you got John Knox, you got Cromwell. Oliver! I mean, incredible.
Yep.
But where does the enemy always attack?
Right there.
The heartland.
And
course.
Look, that's where America came out of.
Our Isn't that where William and Catherine Booth came out of? My goodness, folks. Famous preachers to this day, and they've been dead for 100 and 200 and 300 and 400 years.
And evangelists and missionaries that colonized all throughout the globe. So we have them to thank. But
George Mueller. I mean, we can go on.
Amen.
Yeah.
Customer. Now, this is another little bit of good news here. And these are short, folks.
So what was the fruit?
The fruit is he stood up right now, and he's proclaimed this. There hasn't been a resolve to it yet. Of course, it goes through all the processes.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting that history hinges on one and two people
that will stand?
Yeah, that's right.
Continue to stand.
That's right. I mean, I've seen where a woman spoke out in a shouting crowd where they were going with the flow, and a woman went contrary to it all by herself, and God gave her the victory.
It.
Yes,
Amen.
He did.
Amen. Amen. That's the spirit of Christ. And you need to be those listeners. You need to be the one that goes against the grain and stands up for what God's truth is, because that's where we'll see him glorified.
Plus, listen, if you're a Christian, it's your job anyways kick the hell out and put the heaven in, right?
Glory!
Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
So here we are today in America, in many cases trying to figure out why we're in such a predicament that we are. Again, friends, if you'd like to call in anytime, we had a caller on Saturday. It was awesome. 1-877-807-9977. You get us thinking. And you get others thinking as well.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the 30s. Let's go back in history just a little bit. Because if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. And we're beginning to see the cycles of this. I know we hear this quite a bit. I know we talk about this quite a bit. But we're also seeing the victories quite a bit in Jesus' name. But let's go back. We have all heard this before. When the Nazis came for the communists, I remained silent. I was not a communist. When they looked up the Social Democrats, I remained silent too. I'm sorry, locked up the Social Democrats, I remained silent because I was not a Social Democrat. When they came for the trade unionists, I didn't speak out neither because I was not a trade unionist. When they came for the Jews, I remained silent because I wasn't Jewish. And when they came for me, there was no one left to speak out. That's right. That's what happens when you're ruled by lawless people, because at length they destroy themselves as well. Look at history. No one prospers warring against heaven, friends. It's never happened, and it never will happen. God said to his people, when you forget me in your prosperity, he said that he would destroy you. You'd perish from the land quickly. I just read it this morning, as a matter of fact. But do you ever think of what would have happened to a people that actually obeyed God's laws, commandments, judgments, and his ordinances, and enforced the laws of the land? Because prevention is better than cure. For example, politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. As a matter of fact, just this morning on that interview that I did with Dave in Wyoming, interestingly enough, he said, why does these bills keep getting passed by those in Congress and the Senate? Well, because you have to understand that they're the ones that are actually doing it. They're a part of the plan. And folks, when I do my message, I want people to understand out there too. I've done a study on the right and the left, which there's only one constitution. Don't forget that. But I find more corruption by far within the Republican Party than I did the Democratic. Republicans are trying to walk in the guise of having a form of godliness, but friends, they deny the power thereof. And when you look at the left, they're just who they are because the American people tolerate them to be who they are. Lawless, criminal. So therein lies your answer. Congress, Senate, and those that represent we the people only do what you let them get away with. That's the only thing that they do. It's the only thing that they can do. Listen to Carl Dornitz. He said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. He was a war criminal, and he was an admiral under Adolf Hitler. On November 20th, 1945, talking about prevention would have been better than cure, the Nuremberg trials began bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. Now, by this time, several countries were destroyed, and 50 million people, that's 2.5% of the world's population, friends, they lost their lives because of what they tolerated, including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals played video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured. Yes, I said women and children and men. And tortured and starved. And then they thrown carelessly into a mass grave because the people, again, didn't care at all. Matter of fact, if you look out or study history, you'll even see through the documentary the true story of the Band of Brothers. Well, there's many camps right in the backyards of these cities. They were hidden in the woods. And they all the well knew that they were going on, exterminating people. They just minded their own business. As a matter of fact, the professed church of the day, where there's 80 million people in populace in the country of Germany, what's interesting to note about that is many of the Christians would come out of church under the regime of Adolf Hitler, dusting off their cars. And what was that dust? It was the ashes of those that were burned in furnaces. And they were praising Jesus. They were praising God. I mean, if you look at Hitler's youth, who was Hitler's youth? The church kids, the youth groups, friends. But let's get back to this point. So these people were carelessly thrown into mass graves, all because they did not fall in line with the ideology of Adolf Hitler. Are you seeing some similarities today, friends? Are you seeing history repeat itself again? Well, let me tell you why it's repeating itself. Because the American people are letting them get away with the crimes that they themselves are subject to.
I was going to say, I want to bring up a point to that.
And victim to, by the way.
That's right. You will be a victim if you, well, first of all, you're subjugated to it. But first of all, you have to allow it. Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of religion, speaking of the church. That's the First Amendment. Why do we have that? First of all, Congress is our lawmaking body. In this particular instance, it was Adolf Hitler. Sure, there was a, you know, he gave, you know, lip service to a form of parliament. And but then eventually it was just, no, never mind. I am the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, so what I say rules. He then began to dictate the churches. He brought the church and state together.
And by the way, that was his target.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's where a majority of the people were in.
Those are the people that would expose him for who he was.
Yes.
Ask Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Yep. Those that are actually true Christians that would stand. So in America, we set this thing called the First Amendment. There's a separation between the two. Now, unfortunately, Luther did his Reformation work. After he was gone, people came in and tried to bring the two together. They tried to make government religion and religion by force. This always happens after, though. It's not the error of the reformer. It's the error of those that follow in the footsteps of the reformer. So here you have that in Germany. So all the kids, of course, go to youth group. Most people are trained through churches, the Lutheran church. And I think there's still a lot of that going on in Germany today. But they bring the two together and they say, well, Romans 13, right? You know, Romans 13, no power is except for that which is God. And so then the preachers start preaching Romans 13. Hey, we know Adolf's doing a lot of, you know, different stuff we're not necessarily used to, but he's God's power.
Thou shalt not judge.
That's right.
Thou shalt not judge.
And
him,
Romans 13, and hey, this isn't really directly affecting you anyhow, so what's the big deal? And look at how Germany's prospering. The whole while, the church is hooked in the nose by this.
Yeah.
That's why we have a First Amendment. People don't understand, why do we have a First Amendment? Because we, as the church, are to stand against government tyranny if government starts to tyrannize.
You know, what's scary about the parallel is the fact that 3,700 babies a day are aborted, murdered in the womb under the noses of the American people. So what happened in Hitler's day is happening right now.
Yeah.
And you have the pulpits in America as the greatest advocate to the abortion industry and the homosexual industry because they will not speak out against it. Oh, then you wonder why God's going to judge the church? Yeah. Oh, my goodness, friends.
So you have 12 million or so, plus or minus, that were killed in Hitler's time.
No, there was actually 50 million, 2.5 million percent. These were world wars at the same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess I was speaking of his execution, who he executed.
There was actually, I believe, around 13 million.
Okay, 6.5.
Yep, he killed 6 million of his own people, then he killed 6 million gypsies, dissidents, Jews, and such.
That was in these camps.
Yep.
But you look at what is it that federally mandated. Same thing with Hitler. I mean, of course, he didn't pull the trigger, but look at America with abortions.
I heard MLK say this, too, and people will say this in America today. Everything Hitler did was law. No, in fact, it wasn't law. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, during the trials, and I'll talk about that in just a couple minutes, but the first thing the prosecutor said is the laws of God and the laws of man have been broken here. And what's interesting about that is even after the fact, after they were criminal, they were found out to be criminal, they still we were just taking orders.
Yeah.
You don't take orders from the devil and mm-hmm. expect to prosper to be justified in your crimes against humanity. Where does common sense come into play here, right?
Or common law, yeah, absolutely.
There is none. Back to my point. I've heard other people say this. Everything Hitler did was law. No, it was not law. It was tyranny. It had nothing to do with law, unless he was a law unto himself and people believed that he was God. Well, then, of course, it was law.
Right.
But of course, in America, we know that that is not the case.
Yeah.
That was a tyrant from A to Z, and everybody in the world knows that. Mm-hmm. Why are we sitting back and tolerating what we see when we see the similarities and the emulation come from the same administration in the present to what any other dictator did before?
Because that is foolishness. It far exceeds the other dictators. The fact that we're smiling, we got a paycheck and a house, and there's no world war, does not make the crimes any better crimes. At that particular time, it was so obvious. It was like a scab that was bleeding. You're like, deal with it. It's bleeding. Now we got this internal bleeding that everybody knows exists. We feel the pains of it, but we don't see it on the exterior, so we don't feel that we got to deal with it right away. You know, one of the things that MLK even said in the letter from a Birmingham jail, you know, going back to the comment of everything that Hitler did was law at that time. Law is just like, law is God made, first of all.
Yes.
No law. It has to square with God's law and moral law. And then he starts quoting Augustine. He starts quoting all of these men in the past, some of them reformers, some of them preachers, talking about law. God creates that. So if a quote-unquote law, we give it lip service and say that it's law. Law doesn't come from a pen. Law doesn't come from a gun. Law can't come by force. Force backs law. Law comes from God. And so if a law of God has been violated, to your point, to even the column, I think we'll finish it up, is that why didn't we on the front end address the lawlessness so that we didn't have to back end have a trial?
Well, that's what Hitler did, is he got in power and the people allowed him to get there.
That's
if you remember right, Hindenburg didn't want him there. He didn't trust him.
Yeah.
But the people around Hitler thought they could control Hitler. And once he got into power, he began to kill off his opposition.
Like
within. That's exactly right. And then he becomes what?
Yeah.
A danger.
That's right.
Not just to the people, but to those that put in there.
Too,
that's exactly right.
Interesting.
It's like fire. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Come back talking about prevention is better than cure and better than trials.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp you
HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Seven eight zero seven nine nine seven seven. Listen to me carefully, friends. Silence is destroying your country. 1-877-807-9977. And no,
I heard that.
Texts and emails. That's not bold. That's not being bold. That's not in this sense. Bringing forth, you know, liberty by bringing forth judgment to establish the law. No, folks. I know it's really cool, and we appreciate your emails. But you got to stand up and speak out. All right. Silence, again, is what's destroying America. 1-877-807-9977, of course, because of a lack of disobedience, and disobedience lies within the fact that that's the reason you're silent. You shouldn't be silent. You should be proclaiming the word of God.
Proclaim it.
Yes. Talking about prevention, would have been better than cure or better than trials. During the opening of the court proceedings on November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials, it's important to note that the prosecutor said the laws of God and man have been violated and the guilty must not go unpunished. Now, again, just think about it. If they would have dealt with these criminals before the fact of killing how many people that I said in the second segment, 50 million worldwide, 2.5%. In Germany alone, there was 80 million people. He killed off 12 to 13 million, not only of his own people, but also of Jews, Gypsies, and dissidents. So don't forget those numbers. Most people just hear about him killing off the Jews. They don't hear about him killing off his own people that stood against his ideologies. But folks, just imagine if the Nuremberg trials, per se, would have taken place at the first unconstitutional acts of Hitler's wicked regime. Hitler, because, could have been easily stopped in the 1920s with relative ease by the German people, who still had the freedom to do the right thing, and so do you, my friends. But they did it not in Germany. Instead, they acted as if Hitler had nothing to do with their personal lives. Friends, as no one took Mussolini, boy, oh boy, you had to be a fool.
No, seriously.
I mean,
it's like saying Justin Bieber's got anything, you know?
Totally.
Like, he's a world leader. I mean, that's about what it's like, isn't it?
Justin who?
Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard
of that. That's what I'm talking about.
So, friends, we're talking about Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Stalin. Nobody took them seriously at first. Many fellow Germans thought Hitler was an average run-of-the-mill wacko who posed no threat. And horrifically, they were dead wrong. By the way, they put him up as some heroic figure, yeah, just like they did with Mussolini, just like they did with Mao Zedong, just like they did with Stalin. But if you pulled the curtain behind these criminals, these tyrants, you'd have found out who they were. And by the way, in America, we know who they are. Listen, Barack Hussein Obama was just in Egypt. And I actually watched the video and I heard the audio of the Egyptians calling out Barack Hussein Obama as a bad, bad man. They were calling him a bad, bad man.
Yeah.
In Egypt. Yeah. So the impression is the American people think that all these foreign countries love him when, in fact, no, they don't. They see him for who he is.
They know what he's doing. Because it is. He's brought, and we've talked about this before, what your leadership does in America reflects you abroad, around the globe. And so when they look and they say, hey, maybe the American people aren't bad, but I'll tell you what they're tolerating is bad, which shows that they must be bad, too. There must be that seed inside of them.
Of course.
That reflects us.
Yeah.
So we wonder why, you know, different people can't stand us, or there's all over the country, and I want to be very careful
in the world,
saying this, that's right,
yes,
and all over the world, why we get attacked on or hated on by different areas. It's not always because we're free. It may just be because of what we tolerate in our leadership to send men and bomb people and do all,
yes,
these sort of undeclared
of
wars.
Yep.
That's going to create some animosity and tension.
Yes.
It would for us. What if Russia came over here and said, well, we're going to promote socialism because socialism,
right,
is the way.
Well, that's what's purpose.
Exactly.
Of
it
course.
Is
that's what they're doing, is they're inciting war, yep, with other nations. I mean, it doesn't get any more plainer when your president goes, yep, to Mexico after
that's
he
right
has contrived crimes,
yeah,
against his
gun
own people,
crimes,
and then he goes to the Mexican population and blames us for,
yeah,
the crimes he contrived.
Yep.
What do you think he's doing, friends? But let me get back to this really quick. One of Hitler's first moves when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag. I'll say this real slow. One of Hitler's first moves when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag, only to blame it on his political opposition. Is that what you're seeing today? Of course you are, on a daily basis from this administration. He then proceeded to eradicate the Constitution of Germany in only 6 years. George W. Bush came up with something called the Patriot Act. It should be called the Act of Tyranny. And by the way, you're dealing with that today with the NASA, National Surveillance, illegally being, intruding upon your liberties and your privacies. But that's all through the Act of Tyranny. By the way, that was George Bush. Now, if we go back to September 11th, we can, you know, not to be a conspiracy theorist, but our forefathers did warn us that we could never be destroyed from within. We could only be without. Let me say that again. We could never be destroyed from without. We could only be destroyed from within. Abraham Lincoln and James Madison said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. But if you look at the systematic way that Hitler brought in his rule, it's very familiar. As a matter of fact, he had something called fatherland security. You have something called homeland security. And rest assured, when they attacked his own Reichstag, he blamed his political opposition only to start a war. We had something called Iraq, which supposedly had nothing to do with the attacks on the two towers. But what did George Bush go after? Iraq. They had nothing to do with the attacks. Well, it's talking about confusion to face. That's exactly what's going on here. And then if you do a little history on the Bushes, you find a trail of crime all the way up the line, all the way back to Grandpa Bush, which is Prescott Bush, who was illegally financing Hitler's war. So it's funny we're talking about this how many years later? 85 years, 80, whatever the case might be. But again, one of Hitler's first moves when he rose to power was to attack his own Reichstag, only to blame his political opposition. That's totalitarianism, friends. He then proceeded to eradicate the Constitution of Germany in only 6 years. By the way, that's what's been under attack through the Patriot Act. And keep in mind, George Bush passed that at 3 o'clock in the morning, and not one representative read that bill. Not one read that bill before they passed it. So what we see is with Hitler no longer abode by the law, but instead promulgated his agenda by force. Is that what you're seeing today? Yep. You're beginning to see force because you're seeing him tear down the laws, or he's saying, hey, don't enforce that law to his DOJ. Don't enforce that law. as he's attacking the family, as he's attacking the American Constitution. But again, America is tolerating the very man that said he was going to fundamentally transform America, which means your foundation, friends. And everything he's doing is against the law. It's not for or by the law or the enforcement of law. So where were the 80 million people in Germany to stand up against this monster, Adolf Hitler, at the time? As Karl Deunitz blurted out, it was the politicians and the people who were responsible for bringing the Nazis to power. Who was responsible for bringing corruption to power was those that tolerated the corruption in the first place. Just read scripture. It's really easy to see. And on a daily basis, the crimes of Hitler and his regime or regime were evident. So obvious were the atrocities that after the church, the Germans were wiping off the ashes of incinerated victims off their cars. Yep. And we see this very thing through abortion on a daily basis. Their lack of action turned from their victims to accomplices. Oh, that's a hard one to swallow, but it's true. That really is a hard one to swallow, but it's true. Their lack of action turned from victim status to accomplice status. I mean, you see this all the time. Folks, do you realize that all the way up until 1968 in this country, that if a crime was committed during a movie, the criminal had to be brought to justice before the end of the movie? Now they're teaching your kid how to commit the crime, and there's the politician trying to take away your rights instead of enforcing the laws against that crime. It's clear to see that over the last four administrations, America's government is emulating many similarities, likewise setting itself at war with God, abusing their powers, and trampling on the Constitution. Now, while there are 312 million Americans to stand up and magnify the laws of our republic, have Americans today forgotten the price of their blood-bought freedoms, paid for by hundreds of thousands of veterans who laid down their lives, fortunes, and or sacred honors? In the 1800s, to leave it on a positive for you, after much bloodshed through the Civil War, President Andrew Johnson made one wrong move, causing him to be tried for impeachment. I said one wrong move. Johnson simply removed the Secretary of War from office without the consent of the people through Congress. Americans were so jealous over their liberties because they saw the blood-bought price of their freedoms that they would not tolerate the least offense. And friends, it would do us well to follow in our forefathers' footsteps, lest we, like Germany, become accomplices to America and America's overthrow through our unrepentance and apathy to our own demise. And as it rightly says on the Supreme Court building, justice is the guardian of liberty. And right under Moses, holding the Ten Commandments, folks, we must follow the preamble of our Constitution and establish justice, read Isaiah 51, in whole, in order to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. America, simply put, prevention is better than cure.
If you don't have prevention, folks, you're going to have to come up with a cure. Isn't that something that in society even today, and you give the analogy, we actually posted it. I can't remember which event it was, but we posted a little video of this. I think it was at the machine shed when we were in Iowa last week, about the ambulance at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
So the mentality of...
You want me to give the analogy?
Well, just wait. Yeah, it'd be great.
Okay, there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. So a concerned committee got together because they needed to remedy the problem.
Yeah, fix it.
You know what their remedy was, my friends? They wanted to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And I know people think that's funny, but it really is backwards in every sense of the word. How about putting a sign up before people destroyed themselves?
Yeah.
That's love. And by the way, that is the fulfilling of the law to put your hand up there because we need law.
How about coming together and saying, well, maybe this road isn't safe. Maybe we need a different type of road, right?
I would think so.
Instead of, and it's similar to just the public school education system throwing kids on antidepressant meds. Maybe there's a different conclusion to this.
There probably is. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll take these phone calls right when we get back. Sons of Liberty Radio. 1-877-807-9977. Final segment.
Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is USAPrepares.com. Get Prepared Expo, number 6, Lebanon, Missouri. The largest in the USA. July 19, 20, and 21. Expect more on-point seminars, more on-point exhibits, more nationally known experts, more doctors, more radio personalities, and more survivalists than any other expo. 3 days of exhibits and seminars online, $18 or $10 a day at the door. Children under 12, free. Two freeze-dry-guy survival banquet dinners with your instructors, $8. Meet and dine with your USAPrepares.com instructors. Attend 50 one-hour seminars. We guarantee that this will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events or your money back. July 19, 20, and 21. Lebanon, Missouri, USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. We got Steve calling from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, Steve.
I'm very well, thank you. I just wanted to comment that the Ten Commandments were created as a prevention from us steering in the wrong direction. And it's a sign for us that God loves us so much, that's why he created the law. He didn't create the law to have his thumb over us. He created us. The law to protect us from harming ourselves.
That's exactly right. Amen.
And then on the law itself, if you read the law by Frederick Bastiat,
yep.
He makes the comment that before law and the legislature was mankind and personal property and the protection thereof. And if we don't take that into consideration, then our human dignity is at risk.
Yep.
We were made in the image of God for a purpose. And our purpose is to defend God in the best way we know how and be ready to do so by being able to make defense of our Christian faith. And too many of us don't take that to heart and don't stand up for Jesus. There's a church militant, if you will, in most of Christianity, and the church militant has become silent, including from the pulpit.
Amen.
Right on the money.
Amen.
And you made
what do you say to that?
You made a great point. I mean, and it's the point that Bastiat makes as well. And
I thought it was Bastiat or Bastiat. Come on, guys. At least let's say it properly here, right?
Depends what country you're in, maybe, or something.
Maybe that's how the French say it or something.
The point he makes is that before any legislatures or governments were around.
We lost him twice, and it's just a bad day for our phones, namely these really cool new ones that we just got that I dropped 15 times from point A to B. But yes.
Before any of that existed, God existed. You know, to say into society, what is the purpose of police officers? Is it because, is that going to bring bondage into society? Well, no, unless the police officers who are in charge of control, are in charge of enforcing the law, become corrupt.
Yes.
But law, if you look at law enforcement, it's there for our good. God's law is no different.
That's right.
How in the world people flipped that out and said, well, God's law is restrictive and it's condemning.
Well, that's licentiousness. And they turned the grace of God into licentiousness, and that's through free love. Yeah. And that's where the burnt hippies came
that's
in,
right.
And they're still stoned. When you see a cop car, you used to see these on the cop cars all the time, peace officers.
Mm-hmm.
The cops are the ones that you trusted, and they were your friends, and the bad guys had to watch out.
That's right.
You know, so what's changed is the government of the people. And when it comes to oppressive means and they depart from God, well, now you can see they're at war with God.
Yeah.
Now, that's a different force, and that's a different set of, how do I say this? A different form of government in every sense of the word.
Yeah, it is.
No longer is it there to enforce the free flow of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's there to enforce the laws that you not fall in line with the free flow of liberty anymore, but you fall in line with ideology through oppressive means.
Yep.
That's scary stuff.
Well, even look in society in the past when there wasn't police officers, many towns only have one police.
Yep.
It was the people.
To 1853?
Yeah, I think it was it was definitely in the 1800s. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, I think it was 1853 or 1854.
Yep. New York, then Boston, those were daytime cops. But how this progressed.
Explain
how this progressed is the people were actually the ones in charge of the safety of the communities. So if a person, this is called a citizen's arrest, we've all heard of citizen's arrest, those are legit. Why? Because police officers have delegated authority that's from who? The citizen.
Yeah.
So the power lies in the citizen. Up on freedomoutpost.com.
Hey, hang on a second, though. What, Jake, that law. Bring that law in there where it used to be law to look out for your brother.
I'm definitely going to. Let me just say this. This is an example of it. There was a customer who noticed an escaped rapist from a wanted photograph. He tackled him in a store and held him till the police arrived.
Amen.
But do you see how it's the people? We didn't even need the police to arrive. The people enforce justice.
Right.
As a matter of fact, that was a law. It's the good neighbor law. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you see somebody becoming a victim of crime and you do nothing about it, then you become an accessory or an accomplice to that crime. So many people say, well, it doesn't affect me. Well, actually, your inaction will affect
you. That's right.
And you could be charged as well. If a woman is screaming out because a man is grabbing her purse, you're standing next to him, you could do something. You could stop. You could go for help. But you do nothing. Now, all of a sudden, you become an accomplice to that crime because you had the ability to do something. If you see a child drowning in a pool,
a
pool that's up to your knee, and that child is gasping for air and you do nothing, guess what? The judge and the jury is going to look at you and say, well, you saw, why did you do nothing?
Yeah, but now they're doing the exact opposite. In St. Paul, just a couple of years ago, there was a cop that was under attack by an assailant with a gun. And there was a man that was across the street, and he actually seen the crime being committed.
Yeah.
And he had a gun, but he did not shoot the one that was attacking the cop, though he wanted to, because he was afraid of what was going to happen if he actually shot the one that was attacking the police officer.
What a sad day.
Oh, it's a sad day, yeah. And that's a bad, bad bureaucracy.
That's right, and that reflects ultimately
consequence
society.
For doing the right thing from your government, friends, that's scary stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because in the day, it was society would agree. You know, the church elders would get the ruffian in town. They would get him, then they would call the constable, and then they would have one of the circuit judges. I can't recall exactly what they're called. Maybe they are called constables.
Yeah, they are.
They would come into the church or whatever it was, the civil building in town, which was typically the church, and they would have a judge preside over and then a jury of their peers, and they would have justice. But who apprehended them? It wasn't the cops.
Jake,
it was the
people. What was the law?
It was the people.
What was the law called?
That was the good neighbor law.
That's right.
Is a law.
Okay.
It still is a law.
Yes.
You have to, if you see crime, you have to react to it. And you've got to deal with it insofar as you're able to deal with
it. Well, I think it's funny that you say that people that look on crime and they do nothing about it because they don't want to get involved in it. Well, in fact, they're going to be involved in it one way or another. It's interesting that you're seeing them up in a window three stories high and they see the crime committed and they act like it's never going to touch them.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you something. What's it going to be like when you have to take your dog out and go, you know, take your dog to the bathroom.
That's right. You know, and that's what MLK said. An injustice done anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
It is.
And so if you see an injustice and you pass it by thinking, okay, no big deal, doesn't affect me. Hey, you know what? Maybe you get through life, you will face your judge and your creator. Maybe you get through life unscathed from that crime, but guess what? You just reaped for your kids. Well, we're seeing it right now.
Yep.
Through covetousness and through greed and through godlessness and through the blood that we have shed. Now you have a bankrupted country.
Yeah,
completely bankrupted.
You know, I was just thinking about this, and I seen it when we were just on the road. Wasn't it absolutely, really the word astonishing comes to mind, that you drive out in the middle of nowhere, there's businesses shut down everywhere, and then at a distance you'd see the casino, and everything was lit up, and you see all the grandmas and grandpas being dumped off by, you know, their escorts into buses, feeding them and stealing away their money. And what does that money belong to? Their posterity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So not only did they not leave an inheritance, they didn't leave much left of a country.
No.
And if you see the majority, I mean, in the pendulum there, where you were talking before, the gentleman's afraid if he goes and saves his police officer, maybe he would get in trouble. That just reflects society. Why? Yeah. Because society would tolerate the fact that if a crooked judge, like you were bringing to Andrew Johnson earlier, he was impeached because of one offense. He circumvented Congress and made an executive order, if you will, an executive decision, no different than his predecessor. But he did that, and the people impeached him. Well, what if a judge makes a wrong judgment? Well, that decision will be appealed. That judge could lose his bench because judges are removable. As a matter of fact, local judges are voted.
Yeah, we should do a little homework on that because that needs to be looked into. I think we might be surprised as to how many judges have been removed.
Yeah.
I really do because we've seen in Iowa alone, I mean, they implemented something illegal against the people, and the people in Iowa stood up right away and removed three judges. Mm-hmm. I wonder how prevalent that is.
Yeah. How many times they're not voted in. I think it's very prevalent. It should be prevalent. But what's not prevalent right now is on your federal level, people being removed. It seems like too many people are willing to accept an apology rather than dealing with justice.
Oh, that's pride.
It is pride.
Yeah.
And it also shows compromise. Because then both parties are saying, well, you forgave me over here, so then I'll forgive you over here. And then we pat each other's back and we move forward in justice. But ultimately, what is the biggest plague right now? It goes back to the church and the church pulpits, wherever they may be, whoever they may be. Because if you don't have God's justice, then you don't have any justice, period.
Right.
And if a pulpit isn't preaching it, then how in the world is a world system who's under the reign of the enemy of our soul, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, how in the world do we expect anything different to be reflected?
That's right.
You can't.
Well, you look in the book of Amos, I believe it's chapter 5, where the Lord, through the prophet, said to him, he said, they've turned righteousness into wormwood. In other words, they've sold judgment down the river. They've made it a bureaucracy. So if you have enough money, and by the way, this is the lesson the younger generation is learning now. If you have enough money, then you can have justice. But if you don't, you're not going to get justice. You get a public defender, and guess what? You're going to pay for court costs. Forget about justice, kid. Get out of here. You bother me. Either we're going to live in relative harmony as brothers and sisters, or else we're going to perish as fools. That's the bottom line. Folks, prevention is better than cure. Prevention is better than cure, and you still have the freedom to do the right thing.
That's right. Marcy actually sent this in, or Marcia, excuse me, M-A-R-C-I-A. You have been the talk of the town since you gave your presentation and testimony. Come back and see us real soon in Iowa. Thank you for your commitment to our country and to my father. Again, folks, I read these every single day, and I let you know we are a nonprofit. All of your donations are tax deductible. It's how we continue going. But why do we go? To get responses like this. You're going to hear them on a daily basis. You can depend upon us for these things, folks. We need to depend upon you to help support us so we can continue doing what
we're
doing.
Plus, we're commanded to go.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
We're going to go. We're going to beg, borrow, or steal. Well, we're not going to.
Well, yeah.
That was tongue-in-cheek, okay? That was tongue-in-cheek.
That was not good. That was the nerd version of laugh. We'll just kind of ignore that last word, Jake.
Donations are appreciated.
Yeah, folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Radio.com. We'll be with you in 23 hours. 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. Deeds, not words. See ya.
We are the Sons of Liberty.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.